Welcome to a very special edition of the Inside Story podcast. This is a bonus episode that we are bringing you as part of our Author Spotlight series. We are dropping these episodes over the next few weeks so that you have a really good taste of the women, the amazing women, and the amazing stories that you will find inside our book, Shine Your Light. So over the last 2 years, all of us here at Lightbeamers have been working really hard to curate a special selection of women's stories to be found inside three collaborative books. And our third book is coming at you hot. Shine Your Light rounds out the trilogy, if you will, that will be joining her sister books of Elevate Your Voice and Step Into Your Brave. And this is our opportunity to bring you behind the scenes and the real stories behind each of the women who has so bravely and courageously and boldly stepped forward to write and share her story as a chapter inside our book. And so let's get right into this week's Author Spotlight. Hi, I'm April Adams Pertwee. I'm your host of the Inside Story podcast. I've been telling people stories my entire adult life as a broadcast journalist, video producer, and digital storyteller. These days, you can find me at Lightbeamers, where I'm building a community of women who are ready to step into their brave by sharing their story with the world. On the Inside Story podcast, I'm bringing you some of the best stories I'm discovering from both the women inside of my community, as well as from around the streets of the internet. Plus, I'm digging deep to share some of my own stories with you along the way. My hope is that these stories will help encourage you to examine your own story so that you can share it with other people. I have a motto at Lightbeamers: when we share our stories, we shine a light. So with that in mind, let's get down to business today and share the light found in this episode. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Inside Story podcast. I'm so excited you're here, and I'm really happy to be bringing you another one of our author spotlights. As I've shared with you on the podcast, leading up to now, we've begun sharing some author stories of women who are a part of our third and final collaborative book called Shine Your Light, which we, at the time of this recording, we're actively promoting and getting ready to release. And you will soon have the opportunity to get that book on Amazon, which we're super excited about. And today, our author in the hot seat is Jill Orr. And Jill just has such an interesting story, which, of course, we're going to save a bulk of it for you to read in the book. But really, her background is what makes it so interesting and so appropriate for someone to come into a book titled Shine Your Light, as Jill is newly minted. This is kind of the new phase of her life, where she is literally a lighthouse keeper on a lighthouse that is in one of the Great Lakes of Lake Michigan. So we are so excited to have Jill be a part of our book, Shine Your Light, because she literally is a lighthouse keeper, and her job is to keep the light on, right? And so I'm really excited to have you here today, Jill.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be back on shore now. I'm heading back out to the lighthouse tomorrow again, but I'm glad we had this opportunity to connect again, and especially, you know, just a couple of weeks away from the book release.
I know. Yeah, we were squeezing it in because when you're out on the lighthouse, you know, we don't have the best Wi-Fi connections and out there, and storms can erupt, as I've learned from watching you and hanging out with you now, that it's really just, there's so much that happens on the lighthouse. And I definitely want to spend some time today because I know our listeners will be intrigued by just the work that you do. But before we dive into that, and before we dive into the book, what is interesting about you is that this, as I said, this is really kind of your second act in life. You were not always a lighthouse keeper. And so just give our listeners a little bit of a background as to how different this is from the life that you've lived for a really long time.
Sure. So my background actually is in healthcare. For 32 years, I was a hospital pharmacist, worked mainly in oncology, but not exclusively. And so, you know, I feel like, yes, I have definitely transitioned to a very new phase of life when I, you know, experienced divorce, emptiness, and things like that. And you're kind of wondering, like, what is next in my life? And I certainly didn't foresee this path, but it's been a great adventure. And I'm, you know, so happy to like share the story of that. I feel like I wear a lot of hats. I'm, you know, a mom, a stepmom, a grandmom, you know, type of thing. But now I can also add lighthouse keeper to that.
How did becoming a lighthouse keeper, even the possibility of working on a lighthouse, even get on your radar?
Yeah, funny thing. I had been vacationing up in this area of Northern Michigan for quite a few decades and been passing lighthouses, and they were never anything that I paid attention to. And when the prospect of becoming an empty nester came along, I actually stumbled upon an opportunity that was posted on Facebook about volunteering at an offshore lighthouse. And I decided to just go for it. I was looking for an adventure and something to do solo. And I applied, I was accepted. And my very first experience was in 2015. And it was just amazing. I just felt so empowered doing it. And then I have, you know, a really good mentor there that kind of inspired me more. You know, I've been so fortunate in my life to have just really strong women mentors and role models. And I found another one there. She literally like another lighthouse for me. So that's kind of how I stumbled into it. It was just, you know, coming across a Facebook post by serendipitous, you know, luck, maybe. I don't know, maybe it was kind of an instant thing. I'm not really sure, but took advantage of it.
Yeah, I love how that, you know, I love hearing people's stories of, you know, someone like you who, oh, I was in healthcare for 30 plus years. And, you know, I was a pharmacist, I worked in oncology, just one of those very respectable kind of good old American jobs where, you know, you go to school, you graduate, you get the degree, and then you do the thing. And you have one of those stories. And then when life changes through, like you said, stage of life, getting older, having the kids leave the house, also going through a divorce, finding yourself, you know, just really no one else to tend to except for yourself, having the opportunity to kind of look around and go, well, what's next? You know, what do I do now? And then taking a direction that is so completely different than anything you've ever done before. I think that's very encouraging to anyone listening, because it's a reminder that at any time of our lives, we can make a hard right turn or a hard left turn, you know, and just go and explore. I love that you just said, I just decided to go for it. You know, I just decided to apply. They accepted me. And then, you know, it was just an opportunity to be a volunteer at that point. It was not even a job, but it opened up a door and it opened up a pathway for you to see, you know, being a lighthouse keeper and tending to a lighthouse and just learning more about the history of lighthouses. It opened up a whole other world to you, quite honestly. And that's one of the things that I found really funny about how you found us and how you found me at Lightbeamers. It was another kind of serendipitous Facebook kind of thing. Would you share with everyone what you thought, I guess, how you found Lightbeamers and what you thought we were all about?
Yeah, well, you know, now that I'm in a lighthouse community per se, I came across Lightbeamers thinking it was maybe just another lighthouse group I could join, having really no clue that it would be another like really amazing opportunity for me, amazing opportunity and a community, really. I was not into storytelling per se. I mean, I wasn't to a certain extent about the lighthouse and the lighthouse history and so on. But, you know, like so many things, it's like I kind of assumed that I would do the pharmacy thing for like into my 60s. Like I never entertained the thought that my life could take another direction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being part of the Lightbeamers community has actually now sparked a whole nother interest in writing for me. So that has been like a really big gift of being in the Lightbeamers community.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. And I just love the serendipity of it, you know, thinking you were getting into one thing and then having storytelling find you, which is often how I describe storytelling to people. It's, you know, we can all become really great storytellers. I've said that many times on the show. And, you know, it's a skill that anybody can learn. You know, storytelling takes practice. That's why we have the Light Beamers community. We do a lot of practice in there. But sometimes storytelling finds you, and oftentimes the stories that we have inside of us, they have to have an outlet to get out. And if we don't provide that outlet, if we don't provide a vehicle for that story to be told, eventually, you know, it's like that, it comes knocking on your door, like the storytelling piece does find you. And I feel like that's what happened with you. I was, you know, remembering, I think one of the very first times you and I actually connected and got on a Zoom call together after you did get into our community and you were very engaged and you were taking advantage of the prompts and the exercises and you were just doing the work inside our free community. There was nothing that you and I weren't working together or anything like that. It was just like, wow, this woman's like really engaged. I can tell like the light's beginning to come on for her around storytelling. And I think I invited you to just, you know, hop on a call, wanted to learn more about what you were doing. And I was so intrigued myself about the whole lighthouse aspect of what you were doing. And I remember you saying, like, I remember you just being kind of still like with your brow kind of furrowed and like, I'm still trying to figure out, like, I'm not quite sure about my story and how this fits here. You know, like I'm keen to the storytelling now. I do a lot of it, like you said, with your lighthouse history, but I could really tell that you were struggling and wrestling with, where does my story fit in all of this? Can you share a little bit? Do you remember that? And do you remember how you were feeling?
Yeah. You know, it seemed more natural for me to tell somebody else's story, namely the lighthouse. I wasn't too willing to like dive into my own story. And then, you know, trying to find the common threads and even thinking like, okay, who's going to want to know about me? Like what is unique about me or what would even be interesting about me? Sure. The lighthouse thing is interesting, but you know, given the tools of like the story bank and some of these other things that we did. And then I started finding a common thread and seeing things about my own life. That's like, wow, you know, and I struggled with it a little bit. Like it was a very emotional thing for me to like dive back into some of these events of my life. And to actually like, I'm pretty private. So like even the thought of like sharing those stories with people that I don't even know, that was like a big hurdle for me to like to get over. But as I was in the Light Beamers community and kind of sharing what, you know, like I think the Monday picture prompts are like what I really keyed into the most, because those brought up a lot of really interesting memories for me, you know, and I could connect to those. And so that's kind of where the launching point was for me to become more comfortable with like opening up, you know, and sharing, you know, something from my past. Cause like I said, that isn't anything that I was had a comfort level with, of being sharing something very personal.
Sure.
Sure.
And I think that you are speaking what so many people think, and struggle with, you know, maybe someone listening to this podcast right now is thinking, well, who would be interested in my story? Or I don't really think my story is as exciting as like, you know, the career that I have or the thing that, you know, someone else's story over here. And you just share that you had those same thoughts and then, oh, but if I did share my story, I would have to share personal details and I'm so private and, you know, I don't want to, you know, reveal too much. And what is too much? And how do I do this? You know, those very, very common things that I hear with people in our community and clients, and certainly you're no different. I'm curious how you found yourself shifting and leaning into it. And then what you found on the other side of actually, you know, going on this journey to write your story and put it in a book and become an author and shine your light. But moreover, just become more open in sharing your story with other people? What has evolved for you?
Yeah, I think, well, certainly meeting the other women co-authors kind of helped in that way. You know, we're all kind of like in this group of, you know, okay, we're taking this leap and we're going to be vulnerable and we're going to share a story, you know, and I did read the other previous two books to kind of get a sense of like, okay, what is everybody sharing? Because, you know, I think we all have things in our past that, you know, are going to be a challenge for us to, you know, revisit and get a perspective on, you know, and so that was some of the work that I had to do, was to, you know, step away from the shame, the blame, the guilt, and to kind of like understand that whole pathway that I traveled a little bit, and seeing that other women were doing it and bravely doing it, you know, certainly helped me along that pathway somewhat. And then, you know, going through the book writing process and then sharing my story, you know, with some others to give me feedback on the story, and then also sharing it to select people out at the Lighthouse this summer to get some feedback on it, and really understanding that it was like an avenue for deeper conversations and connection. You know, that was been probably the biggest gift for me, was like feeling like I don't have to hide these things or hide who I am.
Yeah, that is just huge, right? Like when you realize that your story is that pathway to deeper connection with other people, and that the thing that you think you've been having to hide, you know, the thing that you were resistant to share, is the thing that makes it most connected and most relatable to someone else, you know? And that's often, I think, just exactly it. Like, it's the thing that we are resisting the most that is actually going to be the most beneficial to share. And it's, so, you know, let that be a lesson to anyone listening also, that if you're hanging on to a story that is, you have a ton of resistance around sharing, that is a big flag, a big light, you know, literally just flashing for you right now to lean into it. Like you did, Jill, you said, I just, you know, I leaned in and I, you know, I looked at other people's stories that had gone before me. In our case, you know, you read the other two books that we've published, other women who've sat in the same seat that you're sitting in now, of becoming a published author in one of our books. And, you know, reading their stories, although very different than yours, but also kind of the same, you know, kind of the same, like the shame, the guilt, the regret. We all have those things. We all have those markers in our life. And the more we share those, the more we own up to it publicly, the more we actually become deeper in community with one another. So I love that you express that so beautifully. And also just the journey of being in the author group, you know, our group of authors that are in Shine Your Light with you, that we're taking some time on this podcast to introduce everyone to. That created a sense of accountability, I think, for you, you know, knowing that you weren't alone. Like, we were doing this and we were doing it together. Can you speak to the accountability aspect of like having some partners, having someone like to come alongside you to help you on this storytelling journey? What did that do for you specifically?
Well, I think the gift of community in that sense for me has been, you know, I needed to find my voice. Mm-hmm. And, but I also did not want to compare my voice to somebody else's voice, right? And so we each were given an accountability partner in being, sharing our story initially with that person, you know? And I think just having those discussions and the, maybe the courage to just like, take the Band-Aid off of your life, the things that maybe you were hiding or maybe just not sharing. You know, for me, I always kind of felt like I had to put forward this face of like perfection, and I was voted most likely to succeed in high school, which to me just felt like, gosh, I can't let anybody know I've failed in anything, or, you know. And so being able to like have discussions within our our co-author group, and specifically with an accountability partner, kind of made me feel a bit more comfortable. Like, gosh, I don't have to be so hiding of things, you know, because I've lived a life, you know, and I've learned from those steps of my life. So it's been, you know, really interesting because everybody's story, I believe, is so different. I haven't read anybody else's story except mm-hmm. the other one. And so my big thing of not comparing, like I did start to compare the first time I read my accountability partner's story because I just loved her voice and her rawness and everything. And then I started doing the comparison, like, I don't write like that, you know? And so it's just been fun. It's been part of this whole growth thing. It's like, I've got my own voice and I've got my own story and I just need to, you know, hone in on what that is and what the common thread is and how to tell it in a way that, you know, will reach other people. And hopefully being part of this book and part of this opportunity is that avenue for me to get over that shyness or that like wanting to hide, you know, I want to get over mm-hmm. feeling like I need to hide.
Yeah. I love that you bring up the comparison game of comparing your story to someone else. And the reason why you haven't read the other women's stories in the book is because we've intentionally not made that available yet. You know, we are a month away from publishing this book, little under a month away now. And, you know, we literally will just very soon be releasing the manuscript to the actual authors. So you will be able to read everyone's story before the book actually makes it to Amazon, but we've intentionally, you know, paired you up with an accountability partner and made it so that that's really the only person's story that you're getting right now. Because that is usually the trap, you know, that we do. I don't know why, but I know, and I hear this all the time. I deal with it all the time with my clients, right? We're just constantly comparing ourselves to someone else's highlight reel, which is essentially what it ends up being, right? Or we're comparing ourselves to someone else's story when they're brave enough to share it, because then we might, like you said, well, who's going to be interested in my story? Her story is so much better than mine. I heard you say, she's a better writer. I love how she writes, you know, because that's a whole nother gamut of learning to share your story and doing the author program and the book project that we've been on is, you know, none of you all are writers. I mean, you're more of a writer now because you're more in a habit and you've implemented this into your life, which I love hearing, by the way. But you were a hospital pharmacist, you know, you were not a writer. And yet you found your voice through the exercise of writing, through the exercise of, you know, excavating those pieces of your story that you were resisting. But that comparison game it's so rampant. And I really appreciate that you're talking about that because you can acknowledge it. And then you got to say, well, that, you know, what am I going to do about that? Like, I got to keep going, you know, I've signed on to do this and, you know, that's not going to do me any favors, right? I gotta focus on finding my voice and my story and realizing that you did have something to share. I mean, here we are less than a month away from, at the time that we're recording this, we're a little under a month away from the book being published. How are you feeling? Like what's going on with you now that the story's written, the editing's done, all the details that we've been working on for literally the last 9 months, because we've been walking this journey for almost 9 months now. How are you feeling now, knowing that your story is about to be published in a book that will go out on a worldwide platform such as Amazon for anyone and everyone to pick up and read?
I think I've got maybe two major overriding emotions. One is I'm very proud of myself and I'm proud of my story. That's one that, you know, as reluctant as I was to go down this path and to write it and to revisit some of those times and emotions and things like that, I'm really happy that I did. And the other thing is, I'm a little bit nervous still about, you know, certain details of my story coming out. And, you know, I'm just going to have to, you know, forge forward with that kind of nervousness of things. I still have some questions about you know, talking to family about some of the things I'm going to talk about in my story. And so I need to work through that a little bit. But overall, you know, when I shared my story with certain people at the Lighthouse this summer, it really gave me great affirmation that I did the right thing, that they affirmed I should be a writer, that I am a writer. Mm-hmm. You know, that was really gratifying, and that it touched emotions in them, which, you know, like I said, sharing my story, I guess I was struggling with trying to, like, how is it going to connect with you? Like, what about me is going to connect with you? And we found those opportunities in those discussions. And honestly, I am, like, thrilled to death to be able to say that I'm going to be a published author. Like, that is like a hat that I probably am going to wear. That's exciting to me.
Do you think you'll go on and write more books after this? Yeah. Has that sparked a desire in you?
Absolutely. I've been jotting down ideas out at the Lighthouse all summer long. And it may not necessarily be like stories about me personally, but it's given me an avenue to think about some other storytelling opportunities for what I know about our Lighthouse, or things that I've been studying. And maybe some of it is personal about what it's like being a lady Lighthouse keeper.
Yeah.
In a location that was totally a stag, a men only location. So maybe I'll reflect on that somewhat and write. And it may not, like, some of these things may not necessarily be book worthy, but maybe I'll find a platform to share those stories. I just don't know what that is yet, but I also want to do a children's book. So
I love it. I love that this unfolding is happening for you. You know, I love that this quite serendipitous accident of getting into the Light Beamers community, a community you thought was going to be about lighthouses, ended up being about storytelling, which opened up a pathway for you just through our Monday prompts, our photo prompts that we do in the community on Mondays. You know, you started taking part and exploring your story while still being very reticent, but then that opened up another pathway for you to dig out some stories and start to see, you know, what you had. And then when this, you know, opportunity came up that you eventually said yes to, which was to go ahead and be one of our authors and write in our book, that opened up another pathway for you to go even deeper with that story. And now sharing that, even as you have so far privately with some of your immediate circle, receiving that validation that story is worthy of being shared, is worthy of being told, is worthy of being published, you know, that it resonates with them. They feel what you feel. They understand. It makes them, you know, sparks ideas in them. And now here you are on the eve of becoming a published author through a collaborative book, already envisioning and writing down ideas of writing your solo book and maybe multiple solo books and really having a writing practice. And, you know, in the practice of becoming a better storyteller, right? Because that's what it takes. It is a skill, and you're in the practice of it now, which I just greatly admire and love that about you, Jill. I've just loved watching this unfolding for you. It's been very satisfying and gratifying and fulfilling on my end. But how would you describe it for you personally?
You know, nothing happens until you make a decision to say yes to an opportunity, you know, and then when you say yes to that opportunity, you like go at that opportunity with everything that you have. And, you know, my initial reluctance became kind of my launching pad of like mm-hmm. exploration, you know, and so I'm just like I see another pathway for my life, you know, and doors are opening and opportunities and ideas are coming to me that probably wouldn't happen any other way, you know, and kind of like the whole Lighthouse opportunity. I didn't foresee that happening. I didn't foresee any of this happening, but oh my gosh, I am like so excited to actually come back and start working on some of those projects, storyboarding a children's book. And I've got two other ideas that, you know, are just like waiting for me to like tackle them. And anytime an idea comes up, it goes down in a notebook so I can capture it and not lose it. And That part has been like really like fun for me, just to have, you know, I always say, like, I don't think a thought, I receive a thought, and somewhere I am receiving ideas and inspiration, and that wouldn't have happened not being in the Lightbeamers community and having, you know, that forum to explore things, you know, in kind of a safe way, to just, you know, put my thoughts on paper and have someone respond and react to them. You know, I wouldn't have done that on my own. I would not have at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you don't have to, that you have been in community doing this, and, you know, both the Lightbeamers community at large, and now our author community privately, and now getting the opportunity to share your unique story with literally with the world, in this book, Shine Your Light. I wanted to ask you specifically about the title, Shine Your Light. I know that it holds special meaning for you, but could you just share in your own words why the title of this book, or how the title of this book, is so meaningful for you?
Well, certainly it evokes the whole lighthouse theme for me.
Sure.
I mean, Shine Your Light is kind of what the lighthouse does. And interestingly, my role as a lighthouse keeper has maybe less to do with the light shining as it is keeping the house. Mm-hmm. But part of that keeping the house is the hospitality of the house. And, you know, we bring out volunteers, and we've had overnight guests. And so I'm very introverted, but for me, shining my light is being that ambassador for our lighthouse, you know, and being able to like share the stories and have people come and feel welcome and feel like they've got a very unique place and space to explore on their own. And then, you know, to sit down and have conversation. I was a little bit worried with COVID that we've kind of lost that ability to sit down and speak face to face with people, you know. And so it was just a really fun experience this summer of just welcoming people to the lighthouse and being able to, like, you know, be that ambassador and be that person that, you know, did the caretaking for them and served them. And, you know, that's just a different way for me to shine my own light, is to just be that, that representative of the lighthouse for sure. But even, you know, now not hiding behind like parts of my story that I wouldn't have talked about with anybody. You know, it's like, it's okay to like share those parts of your life with people, because we've all stumbled. We've all, you know, had challenges. That's just life, you know, and to keep it hidden versus shining who you are, despite all of that, you know, it just felt right for me to be in a book called Shine Your Light, not only as a lighthouse keeper, but I've learned that lesson, you know, of life.
Yeah. Well, that lesson that when you share your story, you shine a light, you know, that's exactly what happens. And you've experienced that on a smaller scale, just sharing the story privately with the people that you have, but you're just about to experience it on a very large scale, getting your story published and having it out there for so many people to read. So I am just going to be, you know, sitting over here with my popcorn, watching what you do next and reading all the books that you will go on to publish. And, you know, it's just like I said, it's just a joy. It's like literally just such a joy to watch you unfold and watch the storyteller, literally watching a storyteller being born in you, which is like my definition of a light beamer. You know, you are doing it now. And I'm just so thrilled that you said yes to this project. And I'm so thrilled that you are an author in Shine Your Light. So thank you for trusting us and coming on this journey with us.
You know, I've developed some practices in this whole process of wanting to write. You know, I really enjoy like reading other writers. Mm-hmm. You know, I love to see their style. I love to see their word usage and their vocabulary. I love to read like really old lighthouse books because, mm-hmm. Wow, the vocabulary that they used and just the imagery that they were able to evoke has just been like really helpful. And then one of the things that I'm planning on doing again is doing another 90-day sprint of writing. And so come October 1st, my goal is every day I am going to be writing something. you know, whatever I'm inspired by, or maybe it is something, you know, on purpose, that a theme that I want. Certainly being in the Light Beamers community is that for me. But now I have kind of a strategy going forward, and, you know, and it's kind of fun to do that, but now I just need to figure out, like, what is that discipline going to look like, you know, to be a writer and to, like, look for opportunities. I mean, I actually met a writer out at the Lighthouse this year, and she's willing to kind of help me out, you know, again, avenues, doors opening, that type of thing. I'm just, like, really, really thrilled about that. And I think, you know, sky's the limit here. You know, I'm, like, learning not to put, like, limits. You know, saying yes to opportunities has become a bigger thing for me. Like, I've always been kind of a reluctant person, but now I'm more open to, yeah, let's see where that goes, or let's try it. You know, nothing wrong with trying something new. You know, I always thought I would be a pharmacist, like I said, you know, till well into my 60s and retired doing that. And just the mere thought of entertaining, like, you can do something else at any point in your life, you know, is just open up doors. And I just encourage other people to, like, man, say yes to some things, you know, I mean, and make it a hell yes. You know, if you're going to go after something, go after it, you know, and have fun. I mean, that's the big thing for me, is, like, I got to have fun doing it.
Yeah. I can just tell in the, just your smile today, and that you really are having a lot of fun right now, you know, that it's opened up just that, those new pathways for you. And, you know, you talked about reading other Lighthouse books and noticing language and metaphors. And, you know, we purposely didn't talk a whole lot about the story that you put into the book, because obviously we want people to read the book. But, you know, I do want to say that you did a really beautiful job of using the Lighthouse, the actual White Shoals Lighthouse that you are the head light keeper for. You did a really great job of using the lighthouse and the actual restoration project that you're currently overseeing to restore that lighthouse to its original glory. You do a really great job of using that as a metaphor in your own life. And I cannot wait for people to discover you as the writer that you are now. And again, it's just been so, so lovely having you be a part of this book. And thank you for being with me today in the hot seat of sharing more of the journey and talking about what you've discovered through storytelling by sharing today on the podcast.
Well, we've got some really important work ahead of us to promote the book. You know, I'm really excited for that. You know, we're kind of gauging, getting together a launch team, and I've been so happy of, like, my friends that have stepped forward to do that. You know, that was, like, another ask for me, like, oh, how can I ask people to do that? But, you know, everyone just seems so excited, you know, that I've taken this next step. I know my son is, like, really excited for me that I've done this thing, and it's just, you know, stepping stone. Like, you know, we've got 159 steps in the lighthouse. I'm just climbing on the first one of this next phase of my life, you know, and I kind of tease, you know, I just turned 60, and now it's like, yeah, I'm not slowing down at 60. I'm going for it. So.
I love it. That is such a great message for anyone, you know, that has their own 159 steps ahead. You know, that can seem really daunting. It's a pretty steep climb. That lighthouse is really tall, right? But it's just one step at a time, and embrace it and have fun with it. You know, I think that's such a great message. And you're right, we've got a lot of work to do. So by the time you're hearing this episode, the book will either be out or on its way. We want you with us. October 17th is the day that this book, Shine Your Light, launches on Amazon. We will be exclusively on Amazon, and we really want your support, but more importantly, we want to share these stories with you. You know, we wrote these stories for you. You know, we pulled together this team of authors, the team of women who so courageously came forward to share their story and did the hard work over the last 9 months to pull it out. But it's really so that we can do exactly what Jill said on the show. It's like, it opens up the connection and allows us to have deeper connection, allows us to build deeper community. It allows us to feel more more alike than we are different. And I know that Jill's story and all of the other stories that are in Shine Your Light are going to do that for you. So we really, really cannot wait to get this book into your hands. And if it's past October 17th, then go get this book off Amazon. And just a reminder that all of our proceeds that, you know, we're not pocketing any money from the sale of this book. We're actually distributing and forwarding all of our money over to a micro lending company called Kiva, an organization, a charity, that they help us identify women in need, business women in need, where we can support different requests that they have for funding. And we get to fund microloans through the proceeds of any kind of royalties we make off of Amazon. So, you know, Jill and myself and a publisher and all the other women that are involved in this, we will not be profiting. We are actually forwarding and continuing to help others in their journey of getting their work out into the world. So just know that that is a big piece of what we're doing also with our books, is we're supporting other women through microloan lending. And that's a very exciting piece as well. So thank you, Jill. Thank you to all of the authors of Shine Your Light. And thanks to you for being here today to listen in. And I know there's something that Jill said today that will encourage you. And we invite you over into the Light Beamers community to share more with us what that is. We always have opportunities on Thursdays where we share the episode after it drops on Wednesday. Even if you're here months after the episode aired, come back into the Light Beamers community and tell us what you learned from the podcast, what sparked an idea for you, what was something you needed to hear today. We love, love, love hearing from you. So join us in that community and dive into the story prompts that we have. That's exactly how Jill got started. And now look at what all has unfolded for her. And it is available for you too. Storytelling is something that you can develop. It's a skill that you can practice. It's a blessing. It will be in your life. And sometimes storytelling needs to find you, and it will be quite the ride. So I invite you into that by joining our Light Beamers community. We'll link it up here in the show notes, and we will be back with another one of our author spotlights. We'll see you then. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to give it a review and share this broadcast out with your friends and family. Now, did listening to this episode make you think more about your own story? Are you wondering which parts of your own story are relevant to share with others? This is the question I get asked more than any other. How do I share my story? Which parts of my story are worth sharing with other people? How can I make my story relatable so that others can benefit from it? I've taken my simple process that I've used for years as a journalist and broken it down into a three-part storytelling formula that will help you discover the key components of your own story and how to share it. It's a free resource I've created to help you become a Light Beamer by sharing your story. Simply go to www.lightbeamers.com and click on the big yellow button on the homepage to download your story formula. I'd love to hear your story too, so be sure to join my free community on Facebook, the Light Beamers community, and share your story with me. I can't wait to learn more about you and the story that's inside of you. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can get notified when our next broadcast is live. You will want to stay tuned to the stories we are lining up for you next. I promise they are so good. As always, Light Beamers, I'm over here cheering for you.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.